I still believe.
Hey, Michiganiacs, this is your blood brother Ted Nugent celebrating the almighty Michigan Spirit of the Wild with my blood brother Duran Martinez on Wild Michigan. Go Wild.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, Alex Clark in the studios of the Michigan Talk Network all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, where you can pick up the podcast of this show anywhere. And thanks to our great affiliates on the MTN for carrying us again going into our eighth year here. Absolutely amazing. I can't, as I always tell anybody, I didn't think we were going to last a couple of weeks, but here we go. We're into our eighth year already. We're going to be speaking right now with Larry Bay, a gentleman we met at the Archery Trade Association in Nashville earlier this year. Clean Shot Archery is his company, and he has recently received a U.S. patent for his knockout lighted knocks. Welcome to the show, Larry. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, Duran. I appreciate it.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Now, you're out in Seattle, so I appreciate you getting up with us today and getting ahead of the curve on the day. Let's talk a little bit about the knockout. We've seen lots of lighted knocks, a lot of different things, you know, that promise this, promise that. And there are many, many good lighted knocks out there. But yours is a bit of a different twist because instead of finding the right knock for the right shaft size, yours is kind of interchangeable. Explain how that works.
Yeah, it's kind of a different twist. We wanted to make a universal fit lighted knock. And the frustrating part was, you know, getting a knock to fit into, you know, various shafts you might shoot. You had to go out and buy another size of knock. And if you're going to the store and you need to remember, you know, what kind of knock you bought or what kind of area you had to fit your shaft into, a lot of guys don't remember that. A lot of people at the counters and retail stores, you know, they don't know either. So a lot of times you run and get a pack of lighted knocks and you get them home and you get ready to hunt with them and you got the wrong size. So our universal fit uses a sleeve system that we've got patented that allows the user to basically fit the knock directly into a micro-sized diameter. You can also take the bushing system, and you can size it up to a X, an H, or an S, or a GT-sized arrow, all with the same package of knocks.
See, that's pretty impressive because, like you said, half the time I don't remember what size I have. I know what type of arrows I shoot because I've been shooting the same ones for quite some time. But you know, I never remember all the little intricacies about the knocks I'm supposed to use, and that can be kind of a mess.
Another good point is if you're out, you know, with a group of people or maybe your whole family shoots, you can buy this one pack and you're guaranteed to have a lighted knock that will fit anybody in your family or anybody in your hunting group's arrow sizes that they shoot.
See, again, another helpful point, too. I mean, you know, say you've got kids that want to start hunting. You don't have the expense of buying a whole other set of knocks. You know, universal fit really helps.
It's been a big selling point for our product. It's one of the features, I think, that has really set us apart. But I think the one that really gets people's attention, Duran, is the practice mode. Ours is the only lighted knock on the market that gives you the mechanical ability to basically just turn the LED off. If you're out shooting in bright sunlight, you're practicing, you don't have to waste your battery life on shots you can barely see because of the bright sunlight anyway. And the way it works is you simply take the silver activation color that's on the knockout and you rotate that 45 degrees, not the knock, just the activation color. And that allows the knock to slip into a ready-to-fire mode or a practice mode where it deactivates the LED. It's been a huge selling feature for our product, and I think a lot of archers are really appreciating that feature.
Now, with the practice mode, speaking with Larry Bay from Clean Shot, with the practice mode, you know, it's just a simple quarter turn.
That's it. You can do it with your fingernail. You can have it. You can actually load your arrow onto your bow with it in practice mode, so it doesn't inadvertently come on, and you can reach down there with your finger and grab the little activation color disc. And flick it up a little quarter turn, you hear it snap into place, and now you know that the knock is loaded and ready to fire. It's string activated, so the shot of the bow actually turns it on, and it's the easiest one on the market to turn off. people love the fact that you can walk up to a target after you shot three arrows or how many ever you're shooting, and you simply, while the arrow is still in the target, you grab the back of the nock and gently just pull it straight back, and it turns the nock off. Now you can remove your arrows from the target and walk back to your yardage and start shooting again. With other ones on the market, they were there were some frustrating things about them. Like you said earlier, there's some good lighted nocks on the market.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always one or two things that have been frustrating about lighted nocks. And I think the knockout lighted knock from Clean Shot has really addressed those issues, and I think solved them.
You know, Larry, speaking of Larry Bay from Clean Shot, Larry, the one thing that has been common for a problem is the pull set, just bringing the knock a little bit out to deactivate from the arrow. Sometimes when you put your quiver back in your case, or, you know, put your bow away or whatever, you know, you'll bump that thing back into activation mode, and this isn't going to happen with yours.
It isn't, as long as the user puts it into practice mode. And that's the way I use mine. When I load my quiver up full of arrows, I just make sure they're all in practice mode. And now they're not going to inadvertently come on when I'm, you know, got my bow in the back of my truck or whatever. You know, you can get to your destination, and you can activate them all if you want in your quiver. Just activate them one at a time. It just gives you the flexibility to really control when those knocks are on. And practice mode and easy off are two features with our knockout lighted knocks that really allow you to save your battery power. Guys will buy, you know, the shelf life on this battery is, I think it's 6 or 7 years if it's not activated.
Mm-hmm.
So guys can actually take this thing and put them in practice mode and practice all season at 3D targets and whatnot. And the thing that's nice about it, you never have to re-index our knock. And you're now shooting with the exact same arrow configuration that you're going to hunt with in the fall. So you're building that confidence during the summer and during your practicing. And you have the confidence of knowing that this exact same arrow you've been working with all summer is the one you're going to go hunt with and kill that big buck.
Very important stuff. Larry Bay with Clean Shot joining us here on Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network. Larry, you talk about consistency. Some of these knocks, you know, vary in weight, and especially because of a battery, varying in weight from your standard knock that you're using during the practice time. And like you said, a few grains could make a big difference, especially on a distance shot.
It really can. And, you know, practicing throughout the summer, you know, guys really pay attention to their point of impact. And what we're finding with this knockout product, and, you know, I wish I could say it was that brilliant of an engineer and actually designed this feature into it, but this part of it actually was a little bit of dumb luck. When you add length to your shaft, which the knockout does, it's about a half of an inch, what you're actually doing is weakening your spine of your arrow shaft. When you add weight to the back of your arrow shaft, you're strengthening it. So the knockout, you know, as a kind of a weird coincidence, they counterbalance each other. And we're having guys that are shooting this product out to 70, 80 yards and seeing absolutely no change in their point of impact between practice mode or ready-to-fire mode or their standard lighted knock or non-lighted knocks that they've been using for, you know, for years.
All right, Larry Bay is joining us here on Wild Michigan. Clean-shot.com is his website, and a lot of other products are featured on there. We're going to be talking with Larry about those here in a couple of minutes. We had the opportunity to meet Larry in person out to the ATA show in Nashville earlier this year. Real quickly, Larry, the weather impacted that area greatly. How did it work for you in the booth there?
Well, the knockout was a huge success at the booth. We gave away, I think, about 600 samples just to get people to start trying them. And the ATA show was an amazing launch for us.
Well, good deal. We'll be talking more with Larry Bay here in a second. Larry, hang on. If you would, please, got a lot of things coming up. Again, this weekend going on out at Thorny Acres Archery Club is the Tom Nelson shoot. Tom Nelson, very good friend of ours here. Long time friend of mine, actually. One of the two people mostly responsible for introducing me to archery. So the Tom Nelson shoot going on. Tom will be out there all weekend at Thorny Acres. Thornyacres.org is the website. You can get a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Make sure you click on the events page. We'll come back with Larry Bay on Wild Michigan.
You can send your suggestions, comments, or questions to us here via email at outdoormailbag@gmail.com. Now, back to Wild Michigan.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the just spin around.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network, along with Alex Clark, all over the Great Lakes State on our wonderful affiliates and the world at wildmichiganradio.com. You can pick up our podcast. Check out links to people like Lucky Buck, Deer Mineral. You can find us there. Also, Clean Shot. We'll have a link to Larry Bay's company on there. Speaking of Larry Bay right now, talking about the knockout lighted knocks. Larry, you have these for vertical bow fishing and crossbow, correct?
Well, we're getting close. The vertical bow version has been out, and it's available at Cabela's, Bass Pro, 2,200 Walmart stores across the nation.
Wow.
It looks like it's going to be basically everywhere, so you should be able to find the knockout. If you don't see it at your local dealer, you know, make sure to get in there and talk to them about it, because this knock is going to save them peg space. They only have to have one peg instead of five,
because
it's a universal fit. And, you know, if the dealers don't find out about it, they can't get them into your shop. So I just really encourage your listeners to go to their local shop and make sure that they're aware of this product.
Sure.
The other thing I wanted to mention about the knockout is just the quality of the components that are built into this product. The knock itself is virgin polycarbonate. The activation collar is now a stainless steel metal injection molded part. The aluminum that's in the housing to support the shot is a 6061 aircraft aluminum. And we built these parts to last. They are very durable. In fact, Dart and Archery out there in Hale, Michigan, has their pro staff has been shooting this for quite a while. And they're getting, you know, right around 1,000, sometimes over 1,000 shots on these knocks before they have any issues at all.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. That sounds like definitely something worth looking into. Of course, like you said, we had an earlier version, and a lot of things have changed just since January. You know, you've gone to that metal injection, which it really, really makes a difference. And again, when you can shoot your lighted knock without losing battery life throughout the course of the year and have the exact same setup by the time you go into October here in Michigan, it's very important that consistency is there.
It is, and I think it's a great product. I think you guys, your listeners will all really love it. You did mention a couple other products we're about to release. These are probably going to be more... The bow fishing knockout is done and pretty much ready to go. We'll do some pre-sales on our website, but it's a little too late to get into our retail channels this year.
Right.
The other thing that we're working on here at Clean Shot Archery is a knockout version that for crossbows. And just to give a little hint, this crossbow lighted knock will come in a flat back and a half moon. It'll have the same features as the vertical bow does, with the activation collar and the universal fit. So the crossbow will fit a 285 ID, a 297, and a 300 ID, all with the same package. And those will be offered up in red and green, just like the vertical bow knockout is for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year we have plans to introduce a pink and a blue color. So we'll have a total of four colors in the knockout family at that point. But the one thing to note about the bow fishing version, this is an adapter that goes onto your 5/16 arrow shafts. And then our standard pack of three lighted knocks, any one of those knocks will fit directly into the bow fishing adapter. So you can transfer this knockout from bow fishing to vertical bow if you want to. It's a completely universal product. And just for, you know, pricing-wise, these retail for $28.99 for a three-pack.
See, that's not bad. It's very consistent, if not less than the other three packs that I've seen, and you know, a lot less than some of those I've used in the past. Now, let's look at some of the other products that you have on here. Lock and load inserts, an insert that I'll let you explain it because I could, but coming from you, it's going to sound a heck of a lot better.
Oh, sure. Yeah, the lock and load inserts are a glueless insert. You know, I got frustrated with some of the other glued-in inserts you'd use because, you know, the quality's not there. Most of these inserts, you spend $10, $12 for a nice carbon arrow shaft, and then you throw in an 8-cent machine part, and then you got to try to glue it in and center it, or you get the wobbles. It just didn't make sense to me. So I went to the glueless version of our lock and load inserts, And, you know, they work really slick. You get an Allen wrench with each kit. It comes with a matched tapered stainless steel set screw that you put into the insert. And there's a flange system on the back of the insert that's knurled. And then that set screw expands the flange area until it locks to the inside of your aeroshaft. And the nice thing about our patent on the lock and load and how we have that designed is you can't over tighten it. You start spinning the lock and the set screw down into the insert, and it gets to a certain point and it stops. It won't allow you to continue to rotate. So they lock in, they self-center, their precision, they're glueless, so you can take them in and out of your aeroshaft at will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the right way to go. You spin test these things 100%. And we have those for crossbow. We have them in a 300 ID, and they come in a 92 grain and 112 grain. Then we also have them for the 244, 233, 204 half-out inserts. And we have one that's pretty cool. I don't know if a lot of guys there are shooting the micro diameters,
mm-hmm.
but we have a hybrid outsert. It's a lock-and-load hybrid outsert, and then basically it looks a little bit different, but the concept is the same. You put the outsert into the micro diameter, you tighten it down, and it locks in place, which, by the way, allows you the ability to index or, you know, match your blades to your vanes if you choose to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And once you locked it down in place, it's good and tight. And our hybrid outsert accepts standard 832 threads. So you don't have to find a broadhead that's a deep six version. You can take any of your standard 832 field points or broadheads and screw it into the hybrid outsert, and you're ready to go without glue. No mess. And no waiting 24 hours. A lot of guys will buy new arrows, and they glue in these inserts, and you can't go shoot your arrows.
Right.
You got to wait 24 hours. With our product, you can use in the second you get the Allen wrench out of the insert.
You know, that's something you can do in the field, too, which is extremely helpful. I can't tell you how many times, you know, it's been a few, not many, but you pull a target arrow out of the target itself, and in stays the field point in your insert.
Yeah, that can be frustrating. And we haven't had any problems with our lock and loads. It's a great product. I really encourage people to check us out on our website, and that's just www.clean-shot.com.
All right, Larry Bay is joining us from Clean Shot. Real quickly, can you give us some information on the Hollow Point broadhead? Because I also want to talk about the Laser Bowfish Assassin. We've only got a couple minutes left in the segment.
Sure. The Hollow Point broadhead was a product we developed a couple of years ago, and we essentially had to have a Hollow Point tip in order for us to get the laser out of the center of the broadhead. And the more I started playing around with the prototypes and shooting it, I understood the benefits of the hollow point. And essentially what you have is you have three tips instead of one pointed tip. And when the arrow is spinning, that hollow point surface has been ground to a very sharp cutting surface. When it enters an animal, it basically cores out the hide and the soft tissue behind it, and that stays in the tip. So you're basically cutting a path for your blades to follow, and when it's done, you end up with a hole you can stick your pinky through that can't coagulate and seal back up. It's just, you know, plus the blade width going through there as well. But
mm-hmm.
what we're finding is the blood trails that this hollow point broadhead produces are just amazing. It's a fixed blade broadhead. It doesn't have any of the electronics on it. It's legal for use in, you know, all states.
Sure.
And it is devastating on hide.
Now, Laser Bowfish Assassin, I saw this, and, you know, and getting the refraction point on bow fishing, especially for new people, is kind of difficult. But this is where this product, the Laser Bowfish Assassin, comes in into play because of the instant refraction from a laser.
That's exactly right. You know, if you look at laser, red laser wavelength, it's almost exactly the same as UV. So when you... Basically, Snell's Law, you know, light refracts in water. People starting to learn how to bowfish. You know, they always tell them, aim low. You know, I meant lower. With the Laser Bowfish Assassin, the user basically draws back. The bowfishing head is magnetically activated. So as soon as they're at full draw, the laser will come on for them. And you point the laser down towards the fish. The laser light bends in water, just like UV light does. So with this product, you put the dot on the fish and you shoot. It's a great training aid. Now, you know, guys that are really used to bow fishing and going to tournaments and things like that, I don't know that they would find as much value or use for the product, but I can't tell you the number of people getting into the sport that have tried the Bowfish Assassin and really connected with the sport and helped them to learn how to do it.
All right, Larry Bay, find him at clean-shot.com. We'll have a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Larry, I appreciate you getting up early with us out in Seattle, and we will be looking forward more to Knockout Lighted Knocks, the Lock and Load Inserts, the Hollow Point Broadhead, and the Laser Bowfish Assassin. You can find it all here with Wild Michigan